93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The FBI searching former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House to his Florida residence. The former president says agents opened a safe at his home, and he likens their search to prosecutorial misconduct. Taiwan warning Chinese military drills are not just a rehearsal for an invasion of the self-governing island, but also reflect ambitions to control large swaths of the Western Pacific. This comes as Taipei conducted its own exercises to show it's ready to defend itself. Stocks are lower in midday trading on Wall Street. The Dow is down 36 points, the NASDAQ off 172. This is SRN News.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The better-than-normal rain chances will stick around for much of this week, at least through Thursday. Temperatures not too bad. Today's high around 91, low tonight in the low 70s. But each day, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, a generous supply of those random hit-or-miss showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours in some towns. Generally speaking, they fade out in the overnight hours, then look for storms to become more widely scattered in nature by Friday and Saturday. Fewer storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News Network, I'm David Lamb. The Montgomery Police Department held a press conference yesterday to tout a drug roundup. Drugs included marijuana, fentanyl, crack cocaine, powder cocaine, and pharmaceutical drugs estimated to be worth nearly $85,000. Stolen guns were also seized, as well as $23,000 in cash. That drug bust occurred last Friday in the 2400 block of East 5th Street. Eight arrests have been made so far. Montgomery police are also investigating a homicide. They found a man shot to death in the 300 block of Chase Street yesterday. Details of the shooting remain under investigation. And former Tuskegee Police Chief Leon Frazier passed away over the weekend. Frazier became chief back in 1999. He previously served as police chief in Dayton, Ohio. He was a revered civil rights worker, community activist, photographer, and newspaper publisher. He is survived by his wife of 34 years, six children, and 20 grandchildren. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Guy Mosley, get that phone.
I'm getting that phone.
Get that phone. For the love of all that's holy. Look at him. I don't know what he's doing over there. He's over there having a party between breaks. I'm not really sure. It's quite the situation. I am excited to bring on our next guest. He's a regular, though not as regular as I should have him on. It is Jay Town joining us from Huntsville. Hi, Jay.
April Marie, how are you?
I am doing well today. Just
quite
got
a 24 hours we've had here, huh?
It has been a wild 24 hours. I really wasn't anticipating. I guess nobody was anticipating it, but anticipating the madness that happened. A friend of mine, Peter Schorsch out of Florida, was the one who broke the news. And when I saw it, he was one of the first people to tweet it. I sent it over to a friend at Fox, and I was like, is this really happening? And it is really happening. The former president of the United States had his residence raided. Now, before we get into your thoughts on this matter and a couple of legal questions I have, remind our audience of what your experience is.
Sure. So I've been in law enforcement as a prosecutor for, 24 years. I'm currently now the vice president and general counsel at Gray Analytics, which is an aerospace cybersecurity company here in Huntsville, Alabama. But prior to that, I was the United States attorney appointed by President Trump in 2017, served till 2020. Before that, I was a prosecutor in the Madison County DA's office for the state of Alabama, and then a prosecutor in the Marines for 12 years. So, my federal and state criminal law experience is pretty expansive. And I got to tell you, I really had to strain yesterday to sort of make sense of what was happening at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, and I think we still don't have all the information. To my knowledge, the warrant hasn't been released. There's been speculation that this was related to a request by the archives. Can you tell us a little bit about what we do know from the perspective of the law?
Yeah, I think that. Are you hearing me okay, April Marie? Because you're breaking up just a hair.
I can hear you just fine. Yep.
Okay, great. So, like you said, we don't know much. I mean, here's what I know is that the affiant of an affidavit in support of a search warrant convinced a federal judge that there was a crime had taken place, that there was probable cause to believe, more likely than not, that a crime had taken place, that evidence of that crime existed, and that it existed in the personal residence and office space of the former president of the United States. That is an incredible, absolutely astounding revelation. I mean, it's right. Breathtaking. It's a historic moment that a search warrant was served on the residence of a former president. And if this is just about restoring the National Archives, which, at best, the crime that would be alleged is a misdemeanor, which is 18 U.S.C. 1924, which is just the unauthorized retention of classified material. 15 boxes were sent back to the archives earlier this year, and the archives apparently say more is missing or more is necessary to be turned back over. And there were some negotiations. Even the former president's statement yesterday says he had been cooperating with other agencies Apparently that wasn't good enough. And I'm sure those agencies were DOJ and the National Archives. I'm not sure, but I have a hunch. But if that's what this is, I love the FBI. I do. Chris Wray is a friend of mine. I have dozens of friends that work at the Bureau, and I think I'm glad the FBI is on our side. And I hate the fact that there's been people like Peter Strzok inside of the Bureau that have embarrassed the Bureau at large. It made my job harder when I was the U.S. attorney. It makes everybody's job harder in law enforcement when people don't necessarily trust people with a badge. I get it. But this is an extraordinary measure when there had to have been others available in order to show cause. And yeah.
Yeah, that is one of the questions I had was, it looks as though the feds came in, Trump's lawyers met with them. Trump even said hello during that meeting about a month ago. They subsequently asked for documents to be secured. Those documents were secured, and then they went in and executed this search warrant yesterday. And my question is, wouldn't there have been other options available to them if they knew there were additional documents there that they wanted or needed?
There had to have been. I mean, look, there's always just civil options, right? Where, you know, you're in contempt if you don't turn these documents over to the United States or whatever the agency is. I mean, there have to be lesser means. If, in fact, April Marie, that we're correct, that this is just about restoring the National Archives. If we're incorrect about that, then what DOJ just signaled is we're about to indict former President of the United States. I mean, think about it this way for your listeners. When's the last time you saw a B-reel of blue windbreakers going into a pill mill doctor's office or a bank or, some gun shop or whatever it might be? And you didn't think somebody's about to be indicted.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so that is the impression that all of America got. And I went on national television last night and spent a half an hour with Dan Abrams on Dan Abrams Live talking about, you know, what are the possibilities here? There must be more to this than just this simple restoration of the National Archives. As important as that is. And you know, you can sit there and eye roll and say, you know, hey, Trump, just give it to him. You know, it didn't have to come to this, right? So, you know, I don't know what the issue is with that, if that's in fact what it is. But I just can't imagine using the enormity of a search warrant to simply get documents back to the National Archives so they can scan them in. That's not going to go over well, even if it was the only option they had.
And it seems extremely excessive, given that, and keep in mind, I mean, I say keep in mind as if you would forget, but how long Trump's been out of office. So how long these documents have been in his possession, if he did, in fact, just have documents that they wanted or needed, felt they needed back. Well, let's play this out. So say they went in and got it and got boxes of documents, took documents, and found documents unrelated to the documents the archive says they wanted or needed. Documents related to January 6th or documents related to his financial troubles in New York. Can they then use these documents against him in the future?
So they would only be able to seize unless they just happen to come upon evidence of more criminal activity. They would, which certainly wouldn't be obvious in some tranche of documents, right? Or in some folder full of documents. You're not going to scan through them. You know what you're there to seize. And if that's not what you're looking at, you have to move on. There's certainly not a basis to just seize all the papers inside of his office if that wasn't in fact what was in the search warrant, right? So you are limited to the four corners of a search warrant. And if they're looking for X, unless they find Y out in the wide open, and it's just obvious that it's criminal activity, sort of in a wingspan of where they are searching for the target of the warrant, then no, they can't seize it. No, they can't turn it over. Doesn't mean it didn't happen, but that is not the proper sort of auspice of the Fourth Amendment and the protections that it offers citizens.
Got it. Well, let me ask you, let's do this. We're going to hit a very, very quick break. It's just a couple minutes. We're going to come back and we'll wrap up this conversation. I know you're having a kids' day, so we'll get you back on your way. But a couple more questions right after this break. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie, J-Town on the line.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
For all those do-it-yourselfers, at Froggy Bottom Materials, we're here to help. You have the vision to refresh your lawn or hardscapes, and you want to get it done. But let's face it, there are some jobs where you may need a little assistance. That's where we can help. Whether it's your driveway, parking pads, poolscapes, or fill-ins, front lawn, or backyard, Froggy Bottom Materials has just what you need. So give us a call at 334-215-3704. Visit froggybottommaterials.com or come see us on Highway 80 East in Pike Road.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Straight Talk with April Marie. Jay Town on the line. Thanks for so much for making time for us today, Jay.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's been a few minutes since I've been on with you. You know, the guys around the state are hogging my day. That's not fair, you know?
That's fair. We're going to have to, I say this every time, we're going to have to work on that. I'm just going to have to give you a standing appointment. Do you have a standing appointment on any of the guys' shows?
Every Monday at 7:30. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Every Monday at 7:30. I'm not even the madness that is that. All right. So my very first reaction and response to this was they better have had all of their ducks in a row, because if this turns out to be anything even slightly political or unnecessary, they're hosed. Democrats immediately jumped on this. The media jumped on this as a aha, gotcha, finally. Like the next thing out there would be that perp walk with President Trump, you know, or pictures of a mugshot. Hillary Clinton today posted an image. Clearly, it's a doctored image of her in a but her emails hat. Do you see this photo? I think I don't know if you saw it before. I just sent it to you.
Yep. It's just as obnoxious as I would have imagined if you described it to me. Yes.
Yeah. It's I joked that she clearly has hired a social media manager who's probably 10 or 15 years too young for the job, but we look at that, and there have been a lot of cases where it looks like the FBI has turned a blind eye to individuals in politics, whether it be Hillary in the emails, Hunter's laptop, what really went down with all of the Russia dossier. How do we look as a country at the targeting of Trump in this and not see a partisan witch hunt?
So it's an interesting question. First of all, to Hillary Clinton, right? I mean, there's a reason why she's out of politics. Nobody likes her, right? I mean, you know, she's doctored a picture here of her in a hat 30 years ago, right? This does not look like Hillary Clinton and today. And so, I mean, you know, but they are trying, they're celebrating the fact that they don't know something. They don't know if Trump is in trouble. They don't know if he's going. I don't know. I'm an expert in criminal law, and I don't know if the former president is about to be indicted. So I'm certain that Hillary Clinton doesn't know. I don't care that she went to law school. That is absolutely meaningless in this discussion and in this paradigm of discussion. What I can say, though, is I would ask people to hold off on believing that this is just Banana Republic stuff. And, you know, we don't need another January 6th. We don't need another unpatriotic act. That was not an exercise of the First Amendment. That was a crime scene. We don't need that again. If you believe in Republican and conservative values, exercise your First Amendment right, but do it lawfully. And if you Absolutely. Believe that there's a deep state that is sort of projecting itself on its enemies, and Donald Trump being, you know, enemy number one, well, okay, fine. You can believe that if you want to. Right now, I choose not to believe that the search warrant yesterday was without any basis. If I find out there isn't any basis, I'll be exercising my First Amendment right as well. But we got to keep it together. If you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, if you believe in America, we can't give a gift to the other side by going and starting to, you know, burn down buildings and you know, break windows and do whatever else those idiots did on January 6th. That is not what we need right now. We need level-headed strategy, and take a breath. Let's find out some information instead of but her emails being the response, because they don't know either, right? They want to know. They want to celebrate it, or we want to have this vitriol towards those who served the warrant. And I would just say the vitriol or the fireworks in Jubilee, both are obnoxious. Right now, we just need to find out what information we can glean from the search warrant, and if the president is facing charges. And then if he is, let's talk about the charges. Are they legitimate or not? You know, everybody just needs to slow down here a little bit instead of racing to get clicks and whatever else people are racing to get these days.
Hold on, Jay Town, you're suggesting people wait for all the facts before determining an opinion? What year do you think this is?
It's a revolutionary idea. I understand. I don't know if it'll ever catch on, and I just thought of it.
So you just thought of it.
Yeah, I just thought taking full credit for it because I think it did sort of go out of vogue, and I'm hoping to bring it back. So, that's fantastic. Yeah, it is really smart to have some intellectual curiosity in this world instead of just immediately jumping to whatever conclusion suits your framework and then running with it to great extremes. And, you know, we need more smart people in this world. We have a ubiquitous amount of dumb people, and I'd like to think that we would try to be the former.
Well, we can only hope. Can we agree that the Hillary tweet and hat is as tacky gets?
Yes. Yeah. Well, she is. Yeah. I mean, so, yes, she's a terrible person.
She's a terrible person. All right. Well, we're going to continue to watch this unfold. We will get you back on, hopefully, within the next several days. How long does it take, or what will it take for us to actually see that search warrant? Who has that, and will they release it? Is that a public document?
No, you will not learn about the details of the search warrant until after an indictment. Because there are no public records in federal investigations. You got to remember, the feds do it different than states. They don't arrest before an indictment. States usually, you know, they arrest and then they investigate and move on, and, you know, a year later they're indicted. The feds will have an indictment in their pocket when they make an arrest, and that's when you start to see documents appear on PACER. And so you're not going to learn any details about the search warrant until well after there's arrest. If there ever is one, right? And so, good luck with a FOIA request getting the details of this warrant. It's going to have to take a congressional investigation to get it, is my guess.
Now, I did see a message this morning that Trump would have been given the search warrant, or his lawyers a copy of the search warrant. Any chance your Trump's lawyers, if it's something absurd, you release parts of it?
That'd be great if they did. I mean, it just depends. I mean, I don't know how it would serve Trump's interest not to. But at the same time, I don't know for sure that they actually did get a copy. They might have just been told what they were looking for.
It's not required of them to get a copy.
I don't know that it is of a federal search warrant, no. Just to see the warrant. Oftentimes there's only one copy of it. So they'll get a copy soon enough if there are criminal charges. Yeah.
Learning new things every day. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to call in. I'm glad you were able to make time for us, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks, April Marie. Have a good one.
You too. That was Jay Towne. Always love his legal opinions. And he was, let's not forget, he was a Trump appointee and just has an incredible record on these types of things.
Very much in the know, but there's no answers.
Yes. Before we get to the next break, I want to remind you guys about our good friends over at Dillon Rings. Go see Josh and Leslie over there at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Whether you're looking for bridal jewelry, maybe an engagement ring, wedding bands, an anniversary gift. They've got jewelry for men and women at every price point because they believe that world-class quality jewelry doesn't have to break the bank. It is August. I know we're ending our summer vacations here, but if you are planning on a big Christmas splurge, not too soon to go over and see Josh and design that custom piece for your loved one. They've got everyday jewelry, which for the ladies are, watches, stackable rings, earrings, bracelets, necklaces. For the men, a watch, always timeless, men's necklace. Do you wear a necklace, Sky?
I do. I wear this, and I got it at Dillon Rings.
I thought you did. Yeah. I thought you wore a necklace.
And when I kink up the chain, every so often, really nice chain, it's platinum. So there.
Oh, nice.
And I kink it up because I'm rough on everything. I just take it by and Josh straightens it out for me. No charge. Huh? So, very nice.
You are a wise man.
Yeah, I know. I know my places to go and shop with people you know that are trustworthy, and do your local business with people that care about you and appreciate you.
Absolutely. Go check out Dillon Rings online. They're Dillon Rings, D-Y-L-A-N Rings, and you can find them online at dillonrings.com. When we come back, we are going to switch gears for a little bit. I have all sorts of random topics to discuss in addition to this. And we are going to get back to this in a little bit with another guest. I'll also take your calls, 272-9228, if you want to call and get in on the conversation about what happened at Mar-a-Lago and your thoughts on whether or not this is just another witch hunt, or if you think that this is going to be the beginning of something big in our nation's history with, possible charges for Trump. So stay tuned. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie, back in just a minute.
Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Or can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The better-than-normal rain chances will stick around for much of this week, at least through Thursday. Temperatures not too bad. Today's high around 91, low tonight in the low 70s. But each day, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, a generous supply of those random hit-or-miss showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours in some towns. Generally speaking, they fade out in the overnight hours, then look for storms to become more widely scattered in nature by Friday and Saturday. Fewer storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man.
What a day.
It is. What's the reason I am pivoting from this topic is we could probably talk about this all 3 hours.
And still not have a clue what's really going on.
And still not have a clue.
There's just so little information. It's so bizarre. Anyway. There's a lot more to this story to be revealed.
Well, did you see the tweet from Kevin McCarthy?
No.
Oh, I've got to pull it up because I don't want to misquote it. But he made it abundantly clear that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and that if they were going to do the January 6th committee, he was going to put together some when we're back in control of the House, they're going to do something. And to get to the bottom of this, and so I'm trying to pull up the actual tweet now because I don't want to misquote it, and it was good. But yes, so Kevin McCarthy tweeted out that he would, you know, be sure to bring this up. I can't find it. I'm gonna have to get it in just a minute. Let's go to Chicken Man, or at least if I can get there. You go, Chicken Man.
Yes, April Marie, you brought up a good point earlier. You made the comment that you know, they better have their ducks in a row. Well, you know, one thing that they should have done, if I was the lead, you know, FBI agent, you know, in charge of, you know, doing this raid, I'd make sure all my you know, agents had their body cam, you know, active and working.
Yep.
Yeah, because they would need to, you know, and even both sides, even if Trump had time or his staff or his house or whatever, you know, his security, I'm sure he's got security cameras. And, you know,
Secret Service has cameras everywhere.
You know, I'm sure, like I said, if they didn't, if the FBI agents didn't, you know, have theirs, then, you know, that's one fault to them. Because if I was going into a president's house and something this major, I'd make sure that I had video, you know, evidence to back me up.
Yes, absolutely. I hope that they really had exhausted all other options, and they can prove that they did so. They exhausted all other options to get the documents, if this really was a search about the archives. Can you imagine looking back from, 25, 50, 100 years from now, looking back and saying they went into President Trump's house for the archives, to get documents for the archives. And you know, they came out with nothing, or they came out with only copies of documents. Sky's making a face. It's history will not look kindly on them if they did this for the reasons most of us think they might have done it, for political reasons.
Right, and it could come back to bite them. I mean, you know, if they just went in, like you just said, you know, if they just went into this just blind, and then just because they wanted to.
Well, don't forget, it wasn't so long ago that they wiretapped private citizen Donald Trump, who was running for president. And so what? Very little repercussions there. So why expect anything different now?
Very, very good point.
Well, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Chicken Man.
Thank you, Chicken Man.
Appreciate you.
All right. I found that Kevin McCarthy tweet.
Okay.
This is what he said. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar.
That was his
statement at 8 p.m.
Let's just go full Banana Republic. Okay? Yeah.
It is. Well,
take no prisoners.
This is what frustrates me, is that that this is what's going to happen, right? It just escalates. You do this, I do this, you do this, I do this, and it just keeps going.
No, we're trying to have a civilization here and a level of decorum in our government, and it's, you can't do it. This level of weaponization and deceit and just out and out, it's incredible. And of course, they wouldn't be able to do it if the mainstream corporate media were involved like they should be, if they were even a hint of impartiality and fairness, but lockstep. It's dangerous. This is really dangerous.
Well, and one thing that that I saw come out, two things I wanted to mention that came out last night is, A, the calls for civil, or the calls for, okay, this means war. We're now civil war. And to the caller a couple minutes ago, to their point, Marjorie Taylor Greene posted an American flag upside down, signifying that we're in distress. And I just want to say, whoa, hold your horses, people. Let's get the facts and then respond appropriately. Because you know darn well that if this truly was an abuse of power, there is Biden, Kamala, Buttigieg, whoever it is hoping to win in 2024, they don't stand a snowball's chance with these shenanigans. And we get back in there and clean house. And let's not kid ourselves. Trump said he was going to get in there and drain the swamp, but the swamp reigns strong today. And this is still proof of it.
Yeah, what Trump didn't count on was that his administration would be infested with swamp creatures.
Absolutely.
It's a monster.
And You know, I was listening to talk radio last night and heard of a book that was published a couple of years ago about the infighting in White House administrations. And you know, we really saw that that the Trump administration, more than anything, got a lot of media coverage around the infighting, the teams of people. And most frequently that happens. The guy was giving the couple of reasons why that happens. And two of the reasons were true of Trump's administration. One is an ideological divide. He thought he could bring in establishment hacks to help him, chart the course. And they were never on board with draining the swamp. They were always trying to undermine him. They were always trying to undermine the people who got him into the White House, if not he undermining him himself. And so that was one part of it. And two, Trump enjoyed it. He talked about during his administration, let him fight. Let him fight it out. Let him fight it out for the best of ideas. Let him fight it out for control, power, proximity, you know, their ability to be close to me. And those two things led to an administration that was not as effective as it could have been, because, and I've seen this firsthand, when there is absolute chaos behind the scenes of a principal, whether that principal be a candidate or an elected official, when there is chaos behind the scenes, there's no other option, but it messes with, it diminishes the ability to get results.
Certainly, and the government agencies that were weaponized against Trump kept him occupied so much that he never had a chance to, as far as pushing an agenda or getting things done. He was always fighting off the swamp.
Yes.
I learned a lot from Trump's administration.
Well, and he went in, you know, I'll big-eyed and bushy-tailed, we're gonna just roll right over these people. And he got in there and he found out it wasn't as easy as that. You've got to play ball. I mean, even heck, when we had control of Congress and he was the president, they still couldn't get done half of the things he wanted to accomplish. And I think you ultimately, that's how Democrats got control. They got control because when we were in control, we couldn't get our act together. We couldn't get our ducks in a row.
Well, the uniparty reigned supreme.
Yes.
We call it whatever, you know, rhinos, whatever. But Trump was betrayed, or at least unsupported in his efforts. But the swamp is very, very real and very, very much alive and stronger than ever.
Absolutely. Here's what we're going to do. I keep saying I'm going to change the subject, and I have not changed the subject.
It's big news.
Because it is big news and I have a lot of thoughts on it. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to spend the last 15 minutes talking about a different subject that will either make you laugh or cry. And that is America's obesity problem. Yeah, that's happening. I'm changing the subject for the last 15 minutes of this hour because I know the next hour is going to be nothing but this. And I wanted to talk about this yesterday. So hold tight. Back in just a minute.
Hello, my friend. This is Pat Boone, and you're listening to Straight Talk with my friend and fellow conservative fighter, April Marie, here on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This summer, you don't want to slow down, but COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster gives you added protection from serious COVID illness. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Partner with ASC Credit Union this school season and give back backpacks. Donations will be accepted at your local ASC Credit Union August 1st through the 12th. Be sure to enter for a chance to win a pair of Apple AirPods with charging case. No purchase necessary for entry, one entry per person. Give back with a backpack. Brought to you by ASC, Alabama News Network, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We have cleared the phone decks for a minute to change topics because we could talk about this for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a topic I want to go to. We're going to start with Bill Maher's, a clip from Bill Maher, and then I'm going to fit this into some things that are going to blow your mind.
And finally, new rule, everybody should be allowed to let themselves go a couple of times a year. Like now, the dog days of summer, school's out, rule's out, it's hot, vacation time. No one should have to diet on vacation. And the holidays, that's the other, okay, I'll let myself go time of year. And who can blame us? It's the end of the year, it's structured around feast days. No one should feel bad about opening up the pants after Thanksgiving dinner and doing that thing where you undo the top button and try to hold it together with just the belt. That's all fine, but not all year round. And that's what's kind of happened to America, letting ourselves go now as an all year round thing, doing the Thanksgiving pants thing every day. Right? They actually sell a business suit now with drawstring pants. I saw this in the mall, and I said to the salesman, this is pathetic. It shows how much we've given up. And he said, no, people love it. Of course they love it. You can have a mongoose for lunch and then give that big presentation. There's a disturbing trend going on in America these days, rewriting science to fit ideology or just to fit what you want reality to be. We've gone from fat acceptance to fat celebration. That's new. That is new. To view letting yourself go as a point of pride? We used to at least try and be fit and healthy, and society praised those who succeeded. Now the term body positivity is used to mean I'm perfect the way I am because I'm me. It's Orwellian. How often positivity is used to describe what's not healthy. Of course.
All right. So do you you want to hear part of the way that this has thing starting this?
The origins?
The origins,
sure,
of part
to.
Of our,
love
our,
to.
Our... The FAA is taking public comment on the size of airplane seats.
Okay.
And it has started soliciting comments. Now, I'm not a terror. I'm of average size, and I hate airline seats.
Yeah, we all do.
They're tiny. They are absolutely tiny. But so who wouldn't want a first class size seat? But this has taken a whole different turn in terms of what is the average size of America, what size should we expect an American to be? Why are people around the world smaller? What has happened in terms of, you know, the plus size images everywhere? And as he said, going from accepting other bigger sizes to celebrating bigger sizes. There is a second clip that I sent you on, and it is, let's see, it is thin privilege. There you go. To tell you how far this has gone, and we're gonna play this.
I have thin privilege.
What? But I'm so fat. I'm like a size 20, 22. How can I possibly have thin privilege? Because there are people who are fatter than me. When I go up on a plane, I might need a seatbelt extender. I might be uncomfortable. I may not feel good. People may say shit things to me. But I don't need to buy a second seat or risk getting kicked off the plane. That means that I have privilege compared to people who have that experience. You may not even need a seatbelt extender. If that's the case, then you have privilege compared to me. Somebody who is a model size may have privilege compared to you, but that doesn't mean you don't have any privilege. Almost all of us have some thin privilege. It's a spectrum and it goes by degrees.
My Lord, I've heard it all now.
That's it.
Not fat, you have privilege.
There are 600,000 views.
What?
Of this young woman's explaining size privilege to us. I have heard it all.
You know, Ephraim, the longer I stick around in this and in the 24-hour news cycle with you, and it's wonderful, don't get me wrong, but I fear I'm starting to understand slightly where some of these people are coming from, and it frightens me terribly.
I'm sorry. You're starting to understand?
I understand some of where they're coming from. I'm down to the rabbit hole, to the core of the lunacy. I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm starting to understand where some of these people are coming from.
Can you explain it to me?
I'll try, but it's like the more you hear of this, it has this weight, this heaviness. And it starts to...
I'm sorry, are you using a heaviness to describe a young woman?
No, wait a minute. I've privileged myself.
Wow, you're privileged.
I can't win. You can't win. And that's the whole point of this game that we're playing in Let's Pretend, is you can't win. But as you expose yourself more and more and more to this lunacy, it doesn't have the shock value that it should. We are literally the proverbial toad in the slowly boiling water when we're getting cooked. We are getting cooked.
I somehow ended up down the rabbit hole that is this conversation yesterday, and the sheer amount of people who are, you know, oh, you can be 300 pounds and healthy. That doesn't mean you're unhealthy. One person posted that they went to the doctor and they were morbidly obese, and they got their diagnostics list back, and they had told the doctor that they had a cocaine habit, had depression, and had a couple other things. And the doctor they were complaining because the doctor told them to change their lifestyle and eat better.
How dare that doctor?
And I know.
I'm going to have to write him up, check his privilege.
I'm looking and I'm like, I can't wrap my head around what we've come to as a nation that, you know, okay, well, what size do we make the airplane seats? And who do we make them to accommodate? And, you know, do we make them to accommodate a size 20? We make them to accommodate a size 16. And I'm talking starting. Now, first, by the way, I'd like to say, as someone who flies frequently, that's basically like giving everybody a first-class chair. And I'm not going to object to that. But the airline industry does, in fact, need to make a profit to, yeah, say, you know, keep all their many unions happy.
Well, they are a business, and it's still free enterprise, I believe. Check back tomorrow on that, but...
So if you have thoughts on this, you can weigh in on the FAA's website on the rules. They are accepting comments on seating size regulations. Because, you know, you can never get too overregulated as an industry.
Certainly not. bless this woman's heart, though. She's very sincere.
Really?
Yeah, I think she is, but that's really sad. That no matter what I am or how poorly it comes across, it's okay. Somehow, well, we worship the self, and that's where a lot of our problems are coming from.
It's really so. If you, the more you dig into this rabbit hole, you hear the words shaming, fat phobic, all of these other words to describe people who may say that may not be the healthiest size or weight, or that may not be the health, the thing we want to show, show on the cover of magazines or on billboards or whatever. But there it is turned into one of those, like you're a racist or you're a bigot. If you have any opinions about this, you are just a phobic person. Sure. Well, I want to know what those calls were about.
Somebody that has a topic we're going to take up after the top of the hour. So I didn't want to have to wait on hold.
Are we going to get back from Mar-a-Lago?
Pretty much. An assorted federal government alphabet agency.
Yes.
But do you know...
I wanted to share that because I went down that rabbit hole, and while it's timely, while the FAA is I had planned that out before this madness at Mar-a-Lago occurred. So we are going to revisit that, and I'm going to give my thoughts before we hit this quick break.
Before we quit on this, there is a historic precedent to this whole obesity thing. Obesity is almost epidemic amongst people who live below the poverty line in the United States.
Yes,
which is kind of fascinating because never before in the history of the world. Has that been a problem with people who are in poverty?
Yes. And you look malnourished.
Yeah. I think there's
Well, that's because of the availability of junk food.
Right.
And the cheapness of junk food. You go to, speaking of which, I think there was the Family Dollar plant in Alabama. I was looking at that. I want to say it was Family Dollar. I'll double check it. Was shut down today because of rodents.
Rodents? Vermin? At Family Dollar.
Yeah. I'll double check which one of those places was shut down, and I'm just shaking my head like, Lord have freaking mercy.
I've got to X this woman out of my monitor. It's she's starting to get to me.
It's freaking you out.
Yeah, it's freaking me out, man.
All right. When we come back, we've got about 15 minutes before Paul DeMarco calls in. And I do want to talk about the use of the United States flag upside down. I do not agree with it. I think and my question to you guys, I'm going to pose is that to me, it's right along, not the same, but right along up there with the disrespect of those who kneel for the anthem.
Interesting correlation.
And we are seeing a big movement by Republicans in the last last 24 hours to defund the DOJ, defund the FBI, defund federal agents.
Love it.
Hold on.
All right.
My question/response to that is, so most of the calls are to just defund federal law enforcement, but it's federal law enforcement that secures our borders. It's the Border Patrol. It's federal law enforcement that across state lines hunts domestic and foreign terrorists. It's federal law enforcement that looks for missing and exploited children for human trafficking. So we have to be careful what we ask for.
How about dismantle and rebuild?
Now we're starting to sound like liberals saying defund the police.
Well,
which maybe that's what we.